The Seattle City Council has passed a new ordinance it says will save Seattle's trees. Our trees are under threat thanks to age, disease, and new home construction. So yesterday, council members adopted new rules for when and how developers can remove trees. But as KUOW's Bill Radke reports, one well-known tree advocate who's still angry is still singing all about it.
3 years ago, the city council was discussing the loss of Seattle's tree canopy when a local musician stood up.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Stand up. There's a hole in the sky where
that video was a hit.
Okay, this crazy video from a city meeting yesterday that's going viral. We had to talk about it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's also kind of endearing, I think.
Yeah, totally.
That was Seattle's King TV. Even Ellen DeGeneres featured what would become known as the Tree Murder Song. And yesterday, that musician, Queen Anne resident Suzanne Grant, was back at City Hall ready to sing. Grant told us that a city council protest song might sound silly, but that musical poetry carries emotion that normal testimony cannot.
They made a lot of fun of my song. They can't understand why there's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. When Glenn Beck got hold of it, they're going, well, shouldn't that be a hole in the ground where the tree once was? I think you could be have a little more poetic license with songwriters. And definitely higher emotional content.
So, what did Grant sing yesterday about the new Seattle tree ordinance?
Trees won't fit when buildings cover 80-85% of the ground. Exceptional trees will be murdered when the mighty dollar cuts them down. There's a hole in the sky.
Grant thinks this new law has too many loopholes, that it'll let developers cut down too much.
We're turning the Emerald City into Stump Town, as they say.
But most city councilors disagreed yesterday. They passed the ordinance, calling it a balance between tree protection and affordable housing. I'm Bill Radke, KUOW News.